Salutations. You are about to hear weird sounds inside the gold mine. You may find certain elements to be disgusting, without merit, irredeemable. Good luck.
Discover glorious weird sounds inside the gold mine.
There's thrills and chills in the land of rhythm and
weird sounds.
Maybe you'll be lucky.
Weird sounds.
What's happening? Nobody knew. But when I found out where, what, when, and why, I didn't let a single week pass by until the school dance when I first met you. And I learned to party like the big boys do. Yes, yes, I didn't cry.
Yes, yes,
and you know why.
Yes, yes,
I knew when and what.
Yes, yes,
no if and or but. I was looking for joy. Yes, yes, yes.
Mademoiselle, Jebu, Jimbo, Nibu.
The girls wanna stay and the boys wanna play, so let's rock and roll till the break of day.
Yes, yes,
I didn't cry.
Yes, yes,
and you know why.
Yes, yes,
I knew when and what.
Yes, yes,
no if and or but. I was looking for joy. Yes, 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 yes,
when I was a little bitty boy.
Wow. First, I'm going to tell you who was guesting on that track. That would be Nathaniel Ratcliffe and Terrible Tommy Morello. And they were guesting on Chuck Berry's new album, 40 years almost, give or take, in the making. Literally, he would make it little stuff, you know, and then go back and fix it and change it and, you know, add stuff and subtract stuff and doing things that musicians always do when they're far away at sea. Chuck, as we know, passed on a couple of months ago, and he left this as his going away present to us. Thank you, Chuck Berry. You'll be back at the end of the show. And that track is one of six, count them, six new tracks from new releases this week, right here on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I am your ghost, Mike Gold. And we got new stuff from, well, another dead guy, Jack Bruce, and Fats Domino, who's still alive, although Hurricane Katrina thing almost did him in, and Flogging Molly, and as I said, we're going to have Chuck back, and Oh, yeah, the Meteors. Oh, yeah, it's time for a new Meteors record. Well, we got it right here. Plus, all kinds of other groovy cool things, including a 22-minute power set that you will remember to the end of your days. And since we opened with Chuck Berry, now that you're kind of used to him, here's a tune called Berry Pickin' by Willie Dixon. And yeah, Chuck's there. Just listen. You're going to get that all right now, right here on the teensy tiniest speck of the universe. Broadcasting so loudly it fills up our minds and imaginations. Weird Sounds is on GetThePointRadio.com.
Sick and die one of these days. She got to taste sick and die one of these days. All the medicine I can buy and all the doctors she can hide. She got to take sick and die one of these days. When she's dead, I'm gonna bury her very deep. When she's dead, I'm gonna bury her very deep. I'm gonna bury around her feet. She got to take sick and die one of these days. Got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die, oh, one of these days. All the medicine she can buy and all the doctors she can hide. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die, oh.
All the medicine she can buy and all the doctors she can hide. She got to be sick and die one of these days. If it was me and all the power was in my hand. If it was me and all the power was in my hand. If it was me and all the power was laying that chair in my hand. She wouldn't have to go down to the promised land.
Dixon's gone. my baby, I was knocking on her door. Heard two sets of footsteps motivating across the floor. Out back in the alley, she could hear my motor start. Rock was inside my head, but blues was in my heart. Good times ain't as good as they used to be. I don't feel as cool in a cool, cool breeze. Women ain't as willing, whiskey ain't as strong. Willie Dixon's gone. Since Willie Dixon's gone. Since Willie Dixon's gone. Since Willie Dixon's gone.
Mr. Jack Bruce and Friends from a brand new release. This was recorded at Greenwich Village's masterful Bitter End. Wonderful place. The original joint was just astonishing until NYU booted them out, tore it down, and built other stuff.
You bastards!
Before Jack, George Thorogood and the Destroyers singing Willie Dixon's Gone. And that's true. But he lives on here at Weird Sounds. Stand by, you'll find out. Screaming Jay Hawkins before George. Alligator Wine. Yeah, I know I started something last week. You're going to be hearing more Screaming Jay in the weeks that are coming up because I got him under my skin. Before Jay, Muddy Waters with Willie Dixon and Otis Spann. It does not get better than that. I'm telling you, this is a high point in American blues history. Diamonds at Your Feet. We open the set with Willie Dixon and Chuck Berry. Berry Pickin'. Excuse me a second. Very unprofessional of me. I've got a frog in my throat.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Thank you. Much, much better. Much better. Coming up in a mere 10 seconds. 10 seconds of vast hilarity, I should point out. We are going to play something new-ish, a new release from Fats Domino, recorded in Austin, Texas, not far from his New Orleans. Wonderful town, great food, better music. Ah, Austin and New Orleans, let's face it. He's going to do it all by himself, like I said, in 10.
Mike, go!
Dr. Phil can wait!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Little girl, don't you understand? I wanna be your lover man, all by myself, all by myself. I don't wanna love you, I wanna love you all by myself. You're fine, little girl, you know too. Don't you know I'm in love with you, all by myself, all by myself. I don't wanna love you, I wanna love you all by myself. So meet me in a park, but help me wonder. We're going to have some fun all by ourselves. All by ourselves. We don't need nobody, we're going to do it all by ourselves. Blow up it. We'll be right back.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're all in. Mr. Blueberry here in person. Mr. Antoine Fats Domino.
You a dirty, dirty
man. You know what? The Cinderella ride? I mean, definitely an E-ticket.
E-ticket. Ooh.
Crowd was cheering. Everyone was stoked. I mean, it was like the whole school was totally coked or something. The band was playing Evergreen. And all of a sudden, somebody screamed. Look out! The homecoming queen's got a gun!
Everybody run. The homecoming queen's got a gun. Everybody run. The homecoming queen has got a gun.
Of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
Like to go.
go there now with you. You can miss out school.
What's that be?
Why go to learn the words of cool?
What's we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tea is there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bum. They all come out to groove about mice and her father the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Patti Smith singing all about that wonderful collaboration between Lewis Carroll and Grace Slick, White Rabbit. That came straight out of Ichiku Park, the Small Faces. Ichiku Park was pretty much where I spent my homecoming and all my friends. And it was a good thing, too, because, as you heard before, Small, Julie Brown sang The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun. Still one of my all-time favorite rock videos. She had it perfect. She had it nailed. And speaking about having it nailed before her, the Dave Clark 5, Glad All Over, I have come to the conclusion that that song is one of the absolute greatest rock and roll songs of all time. It's on my list of absolute greatest rock and roll songs of all time. There's about 50,000 tunes on that list. But hang on, we'll get to them all. Before Dave and the 5, Laura Lee. Wasn't that Supergirl's original name? Yeah, something like that. She was singing all about her dirty man. We opened the set with, straight from Austin, Texas, Fats Domino, All By Myself. And speaking about powerful hallucinogenics, I promised you a power set. Now, power set, you shall have... if you've got 14 seconds worth of patience.
Mike, go!
Seriously, it's called the X-Men. I mean, there are women here, right? It's very sexist.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
To me, a love that lasted more than one day. You know my love and I fade away. You know my love and I fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. Try to show it, but you drive me back. Your love for me has got to be real, before you can know just how I feel. Love is love and I fade away. Love to me, a love that lasted more than one day. You know my love did not fade away. You know my love did not fade away. We'll be right back.
little pimp with my hair cast on. Hair can you pants with my shoes shine down. Got a little lady walk that street, telling all the boys that you can't beat. $20 bill I can send you straight. Meet me on the corner, boy, don't be late. Man in a suit with a bow tie neck, gonna buy a truck with a fake body check. Standing on the porch of the Lido Hotel, cruising in the lobby, love the way I sell. My feet, my rat, my cats, my kids.
Oh,
welcome, stoners. Thanks to Craig Ferguson for that line. He's still doing it on satellite radio now. Great show. Mr. Frank Zappa, joined this time by his childhood friend, no kidding, Captain Beefheart. That was Willie the Pimp. Prior to that, Mr. and Mrs. Led Zeppelin, nobody's fault but mine. There's a rumor going around that the Zepp is going to get back together. Yep, I know you never heard that rumor before, did you? And we opened the set with the Ox, Mr. John Entwistle, Not Fade Away. Speaking about the floozies in the lobby, a long time ago, back when I was on broadcast, my show would be over, this particular show I'm talking about, would be over at about 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a great show. I loved it. I loved the station, the old WNIB in Chicago. And, you know, I'd put my records away and I'd walk over to the subway about 2 blocks away. The subway station happened to be right in front of a donut shop, all-night donut shop, and what was then one of the sleaziest hotels on earth. It was one of the central heroin copping grounds. Lots of hookers and stuff. It was not pleasant. But at like 3:30 in the morning, you've been working all night, slaving over a couple of hot turntables, you might just want to have a donut. So I go into the place, order a couple of donuts. And I'm standing there, and a couple of the women who were at the counter, relaxing, I guess, at about 3:30, it was time for them to stop work. And, yeah, they were obviously ladies of the evening. And one of them says to me, "Do I know you? I've heard that voice before." And I said, "No, actually, I don't think we've met. I'm being very polite, and there's no reason not to be." And she says, "No, I could swear I know that voice." And the other two friends of hers were saying, "Yeah, I do too." And the third one goes, "Yeah, I just heard that voice." And I realized that donut shop had my radio station on, and they had just spent God knows how long listening to me. And then a half hour later, I show up ordering donuts. We became fast friends. I would stop in there about once a week and scarf up some donuts and trade a few jokes and then get on the subway and get on with my life. Great fun. That has no relationship to the Flogging Molly track that we're going to open up the next set with. It's from their new album, Life is Good. The song is called Life is Good. Let's see what you think about it in 11 seconds.
Mike, go!
Watch your hair on the way out, sweetie. It's low clearance.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point. Take these words, sing along.
It's one of the first songs I ever wrote.
We'll be right back. comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. The smiles returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Crosby, Simon, and Nash in tribute to George Harrison, Here Comes the Sun. Prior, Eric Clapton and Tom Petty in tribute to their big mutual friend J.J. Cale, The Old Man and Me. Prior, Miss Julie Driscoll. Man, haven't heard her for a while. What a great voice. A New Awakening. Prior, King Crimson, Cat Food. Yeah, we're sending that one out to Roscoe and the Penguin. They can't get enough of that. Miss Laura Nero. Another great voice. My God. Miss her every day. And When I Die, we open the set with Flogging Molly from their newest, Life is Good. And it is. I know there's all kinds of problems. There's always problems. And as long as you stand up and take care of it, and I'm serious about that, then life truly is good. Nah, you didn't float out there into one of those inspirational websites. It's still me, cynical as ever, honest. I'll prove it to you. I'm going to play you about 20 minutes worth of Psychobilly, starting with something brand new from the Meteors. But first, an observation.
Mike, go!
This is the least confusing erection I've ever had.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
I walk 100 miles far wide. I used to go straight for the big time. I got a brand new house on the roadside. Big Farmer rats ain't high. I got a brand new jewelry on top. Big Farmer human skull. Now come on baby, take a walk with me and tell me, who do you love? 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 I like to
That night, cutie called a cab. She left her east side room so drab. She went out on the town. No one will make her love from. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. The cab was racing through the night. His eyes in the mirror keeping cutie in sight. When he saw cutie, it gave him a thrill. Don't you know, baby, curves can kill.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Cutie, don't you play with fate. Don't leave your love alone. If you go out of this day, his heart will turn to stone. Bad girl, cutie, what have you done? Slip and sliding down a highway 31. The traffic lights change from green to red. They try to solve, but they both wound up dead.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your
across cloudy skies. own Carl Perkins. A shithole town, but at least they gave birth to Carl Perkins. This is his song. It's called Her Love Rubbed Off. When I was strolling along in the city park, see this baby standing in the dark. Together, the baby by the hand, I let her know that I'm her loving man. I let her know that I'm her loving man. I got the stuff to rub on me. Oh, baby, don't do it, baby. I'll let that baby put it in her hand. Baby, shook the man. Oh, that baby jumped around on me. Her love rubbed off for me. Hey, well, I'm a hot dog, three, four, fancy cars, driving movies at her caviar, big sport coats and a diamond ring. Going down on that little thing. Going down on that little old thing.
Right, we get it enough already. That was the Cramps, Her Love Rubbed Off. obviously live. Before the Cramps, we heard from the Reverend Horton Heat Revival. The Bonzo Dog Band preceded with the inspirational Death Cab for Cutie. That version was from the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. Mad Marge and the Stonecutters preceded with Drive Me Mad. We open the set with the Meteors. Who Do You Love? Because what would life be like if I didn't do at least one Bo Diddley song per show?
Your time is up.
Holy crap, I got Beulah the Buzzer on my ass again. Well, no time for a big babble this week. If you've got a hankering to communicate with us, we are tweetable at Creepy Mike Gold. Yes, Creepy Mike Gold. We shall indeed return next week with another all-new kick-ass edition of Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind. Anyhow, I think next week I'll still probably be Mike Gold, and we will still definitely be at GetThePointRadio.com. Taking us home tonight, as promised, another track from Chuck Berry's last all-new album, and his first in decades and decades. The album is called Chuck. The track is called Dutchman. Hey, do me a favor and live life to its fullest. See you next week.
A bunch of guys was in this bar room. Most of them had been there half the day. They'd been telling jokes and fairy tales, lying, just to pass the time away. And suddenly, someone cracked the barroom door and then pushed it open wide. And this huge, tall dog dude bowed his head and stepped inside. I wonder where he's from, some blonde asked. The wind must have blown him in. But an old Dutchman offered him a drink. What will it be, whiskey, rum, or gin? Sick and Fido, a redhead shouted. Show him his way back to the street. But the Great Dane just walked over and licked his hand and laid down at his feet. He said, if you spare me that drink, Dutchman, I promise I'll tell you how. That I came to be the helpless sight that stands before you now. I used to be an artist, not one who sits and fiddle out on the curb. But in my day and time, my music was considered superb. I wrote a song about a poor kid raised down in New Orleans. It didn't make the Hall of Fame, but it bought his shrimp, rice, and beans. He kept at it until he made the big time, playing town after town. Until he met a woman he fell in love with, and it really turned his life around. She had eyes like Cleopatra, and a head of luxurious hair. With the brilliance of her beauty, none other could compare. When she lifted her eyes to his, her lips would fall apart. Each time she allowed him kiss her, it near petrified his heart. But when he asked her would she marry him, he'd give her everything he had. She turned and walked away, and it nearly drove him mad. He promised her a half a million, and would even pay in advance if she would let him prove himself, or at least give him a chance. And if he should go blind and had to use his hands to feel, he would hire someone to do her work and prepare her every meal. How could a man love a woman so much? Not one of you would think. Well, I did, and I still do. Hey, Dutchman, you promised me a drink.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Well, Denim, the airplanes got it.
Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty killed the beast.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.